Good to go. Okay. Amar Rav, bottom of Daf Dalam Aleph. Minchas Omer Shekimtsa Shekimatsa Shelo Lishma. What?
Kimatsa.
Kimatsa Shelo Lishma, right. Kamatsota Shekimatsa Shelo Lishma. Psula Hol Basla Hatir Velo Hitira. Okay, so here he has a big chiddush. Even though our Mishnah only said Minchas Chote and Minchas Knos, our Pasul Shelo Lishma, Rav added Minchas Omer. Why? There's no special drasha that teaches us that it needs to be lishma, because its purpose is lahatir. Right? He's assuming the purpose of Minchas HaOmer is not just stam. It's not just that, oh, well, you know, the Chovat HaYom is that you have to bring this certain mincha, and then coincidentally it's also matir. No, the purpose of Minchas HaOmer is, you know, it's something like a truma of some sort. The purpose is to be matir the chadash. And the Mishnah says, "Lo alul b'ayin shin chova." Right? It didn't fulfill its obligation. Means it wasn't matir. That's clear. You bring a minchas om shelo lishma. Everyone agrees. If there would be a halo shelo lishma in minchas omer, then it would not be matir the chadash because it hadn't fulfilled the obligation. You have to bring another minchas omer matir the chadash. So says Rav. Once it was, since it came not just stam as a karbam, but it came as a matir with a specific purpose in mind, and it didn't accomplish that purpose, it is possible. The purpose is ma'aki. V'chena ta'omer ba'asham nazir ve'asham mitzorah sheshachlun shelo lishman psulin ha'olvo lahakshir v'lo hechshiru. And likewise he says, about asham nazir and asham mitzorah, even though the mission at the beginning is v'achim according to the chachamim, and asham shelo lishman is perfectly fine, you just have to bring another one for your chova, but asham nazir and asham mitzorah are there in order to be machshir, which is like being matir. What do we mean by machshir, be matir? In order to cause a certain chalos in a certain object. Right? The omer is to make the chalos heter in the chadash in all the grains in the world. And the asham nazir, an asham is only brought by a nazir who is nitma. Right? A nazir who finishes successfully, he brings other karbanos. The purpose of the asham nazir is to let him restart his count, so he can start counting again. So it makes a chalos of a new nazirus in this fellow. And an asham mitzorah, here, there's a big debate. Is an Asher Mitzorah Ma'akev? Is it not Ma'akev? Let's, for the sake of simplicity, assume like many Achronim that Arsul holds an Asher Mitzorah is Ma'akev, meaning the Mitzorah is Tameh. He's not going to become Tahor until he brings his Asham. Right? So it makes a Chalos in the fellow. So that's what all these three carbonates have in common. They're the type of carbon that should be Kosher for Lo Olu Shalom Lishman. Once they're Lo Olu, they don't succeed in making a certain Heksher or Heter, a certain Chalos in the person or the food. And Rav's chiddush is, which we're not going to pass him like in the end, perhaps. I mean, Lamaisa, certainly not. Rav's chiddush is that since its purpose was to accomplish a certain chalos in something else, and it didn't, it is possible.
Could you say the same thing about any a person brings a thing that he has a chiyuv to bring something? The purpose of the chavan is to relieve him of his chiyuv.
Right, so obviously, right, you can always say the purpose to relieve him is a chiyuv. Rav's point is, it's not just every carbon, many carbonos are bringing, so I'm chayiv too. If I do me'ila b'shogeg, and I have to bring an asher me'ilos, of course, the chalos is that now I don't have to bring an asher me'ilos anymore. But that's not a separate chalos, that's just a chalos of being yotzei that carbon. So we have a rule of kosher v'lau alum. So far, anything worries about to ask that. But here, the point is, there's a chalos more than just being yotzei that carbon, more than just I needed to bring that carbon, and now I'm yotzei, it makes an actual halachic difference in the status of me or the food, and that's why these three karbanos are unique. There might be other chatases that accomplish that. You know, like the chatas yoledes, we'll see. That creates a status of tara in the woman, but chatas shlo lishma is possible anyway, so we need to bring that up. So these three are unique among things that should be kosher shlo lishma. But Rav says they're not, because since they were trying to make an external chalos in something, and they didn't, therefore, that undermines their very existence.
But if he has a chiyuv to dove and he brings a great carbon, it's already the third shlosh regolim, and it's the end, and this is his last chance. If he doesn't do it, he loses out, and he's in big trouble after.
Nah, come on. The carbon's not being a chalos of a hafkaz bal ta'acher. Just happens to be, if you don't bring the carbon, you violate bal ta'acher.
Why does he mention shtei alechem, which is matir in the mikdash?
Aha. So you're not the first to ask that question. Tosos asks that question on Daf Mem Ches Amad Beis. Tosos asks the question on Daf Mem Ches Amad Beis a little differently. because there's a whole deal whether it's the kivsei atzeres, the kvasim that go to shtei lechem, or the shtei lechem that's matir. But I'll assume you're being lavdavka, meaning whichever of those is necessary to be matir. Chadash mikdash, shouldn't it make it in there? That's Tosu's question of Memchesim and Beis. I intend to get to that next week, so let's leave it for now. Okay, but you're not the first to ask. Okay, so the Gemara then asks just very technically, Tanan kol menachos nekum social loshvan ksheir osel shal ol lebailim shem chova. Chutz v'minchas chote u minchas knos v'miso v'sinam chos minutz v'omer. What do you mean? The Mishnah says everything's kosher except for minchas chote and minchas knos. According to you, why didn't say minchas omer? The answer is kikatani ba begla ba yachid ba tzim lokatani, not a problem. Our Mishnah was only listing things that the yachid brings. It wasn't dealing with things that Tzibur brings like minchas omer. Therefore, it didn't have to list it. Our Mishnah was only listing menachos that come by themselves, not menachos that come with zvachim. And as we know, the Minchas Omer comes with the what's called the Keves Haba'im HaOmer, right? With a special karban of Keves Haba'im HaOmer, which is an ola. And a third factor that our Mishnah only talks about things done in fixed time. Well, Minchas Omer is a fixed time, so you have lots of excuses why your Mishnah didn't list Minchas Omer. Amar Mar Bechena to Omer Be Ashem Nazir Ashem Mitzorah Shachshon Shalom Shalom Sulem Holbo LaHashem Lachshi Roots. Not same parallel question. Calls Vachshon Shachshon Shalom Shalom Kshir Mel Shul Al Baylum Shem Chova Chosim Pesach Chatas Vim Isa L'Sinam Yichotz Yashem Nazir Ashem Mitzorah Debo LaHashem Lachshi Roots. Right, if you're going to say these two Ashems are Pasul Shalom Shman. Why did the Mishnah only say except for Chatzos and Pesach? So the answer is came to Ikashim Gzelos Vashem Ilos Del Chapara Asu Lo Psikale. Since those are only two kinds of Ashams, right? We know there are six kinds of Ashams. It says in Ezeh Mekomer and in the Chumash if you count Asham Nazir and Asham Mitzorah, only two of them. The other four Ashams are coming. Those two are Machshirim. They're coming to fix your status, to be Metahir in some sense. The other four Ashams are for Averos, right? Here we list Asham Gzelos and Asham Ilos. There's also Asham Shivcha Harufa and Asham Talui, right? Since there's also other Ashams, which are not to change anyone's status, they're just an obligation. I know, once you bring them now, you're not chayav to bring them anymore, but that's not a Mashir, that's just being Yotzi your Chiyov. You're not allowed to say that, that's the next line. Therefore, since there are other Ashams, which are just Stam for Kapara, and therefore Kasher Shalom Lishma, Lo psikale, he couldn't have written a general rule, meaning they can't say chutz mina pesach v'achatas v'ha asham. So what do you mean? There are four ashams that are fine shalol shman, only two that are bad shalol shman. And the assumption is the Mishnah didn't want to get into the details within each karban. The Mishnah just wanted to say general categories, and since it couldn't say the general category of asham is pasul shalol shman, it didn't say anything and left it for you to figure out on your own. Okay, it's a little dachuk, but we can get by. Then the Gemara, of course, asks Aaron's question. Right? After all, just like if it comes lahachshir and doesn't seem to be a machshir, that should undermine its very existence because now it has no purpose for existence. Likewise, if it is coming lachaper and wasn't machaper, like the Ashem Zelos, Ashem Ilos, it wasn't machaper, you have to bring another one lachaper. So why don't we say, well, it's meant as a machaper and it's not machaper, so it can't exist. No, there's a difference between mechaprim and machshirim. Right? Mechaprim can exist even if they don't give kapara. Machshirim cannot exist if they, according, this is all according to Rav, we don't pass on it, but let's stick with Rav for now. If they don't create a hechsher or a heter. And what's his proof? His proof isn't from our case Shlomo Shema, that's Rav's suggestion. His proof is from a parallel case of Mechaprim, Isbudasu Lacharmisa, Machshirim, Lesbudasu Lacharmisa. Mechaprim, some of them come after the fellow's dead, and Machshirim can't come after the fellow's dead. So on the simple level, you know, Mechaprim can come after the fellow's dead, even though they're not Mechaprim. So a Mechaprim can be brought, even if it's not Mechaprim. But Machshirim can't come after the fellow's dead. So if it's not Machshir, nothing to be Machshir. If it's not Machshir, then it can't be brought at all. Okay, somehow this Mishnah in Kinim is going to prove this. Let's just read at Rashi's level and then we'll come back to it. Rashi says, the chatas yoledes is the machshir, the olos yoledes is the machaper. If she dies and she hasn't brought the chatas yet, you can't bring it. she dies and you have brought the Ola, you can bring it. So the Ola comes after Misa, the Chatas doesn't come after Misa, the Ola is a Mechaper, comes after Misa, Chatas is a Matzer, doesn't come after Misa, and that proves our point. Now, before we go on for 1 second, we have to figure out Pshat in Rav. What exactly does Rav mean? Because here, you have an interesting kasha. Let's start even with the Sfas Emes. You read this Sfas Emes, and the question is, do you have a reaction to this Sfas Emes? What does the Sfas Emes say a little later? It's discussing a case which comes up totally agav orcha on the top of Daf Hey and Aleph, I think, conclusion of our sugya, right? The Gemara is really interested in this brisa of the Asham Mitzorash and Nishka Shalol Lashmo. But the Mishnah, the Bryce also throws in something else, which is not our main interest now. Oshlo nitan midama al gabi behonos. Right? If you have an Asha Mitzora and you didn't put the dam on the behonos. Behonos means, not sure there's actually a word for behonos in English, but that's okay, because it doesn't mean literally anyway, because behonos means the big toe and the thumb, right? Which have a common word in Hebrew. I'm not sure there's a common word in English, but it doesn't really matter because Bahonos really means three things. Bahonos lavdavka. It means his ear and his big toe, all on the right side, and his thumb, right? You have to put the blood of the Usher Metzora on those three places on the Metzora in order to be Matayer him. What if you didn't? Then he's not Tar. He has to bring another Usher, right? That's what it says. It says, the Tzorch Usher Acher Lachshiro. Right, it wasn't machshir him because it's very nice you brought the carbon, but you didn't put it on him. And therefore, he needs another asham. So the Sfas Emes has the following interesting question. According to Rav, that brisa is not according to Rav. So don't tell me what it says in the brisa. That brisa is the tiyuvda to Rav. But he's just asking, well, not about this case. The brisa brought up the case. He all of a sudden became curious. What would Rav say about this case? Let's say you brought an asham properly, v'shma, but you didn't put the dam on his behonos. What would Rav say? Would Rav say that it's kosher, or would Rav say that it is pasul? Okay, lots of echron get into all different angles of the behonos here, which we're not going to get into here. Let's think of the Sfas Emes. So he says, sure, maybe it's pasul according to Rav, because it's bala hachshir v'lo hichshir. If it wasn't machshir, then that's ma'akev its existence. If it wasn't machshir, then it has no justification for existing, and therefore it's pasul. Or he says, maybe... Right, came into, he says maybe Gablo Nitzal gave Mahonos Pshula came to Alhatvilo Hitiro, or he says no. Maybe since there was Zrikas Hadam, then after Zrikas Hadam, it's too late to passel it. No, which seems to be certainly at face value a technical point. Meaning he's comfortable suggesting this to be passel. The only problem is the timing. Can it be passel after Zrikas Hadam? Maybe once Zrikas Hadam happens, too late to become passel, or maybe it can still become passel. Okay, the if the Brisker Rav would have read this Sfas Emes, I'm pretty sure he didn't. He never seems to talk about reading this Sfas Emes. But if he would have read this Sfas Emes, I think he would have had an immediate objection. He would have said, "Hold on a second, you're taking Rav very, very much kipshuto. Anything that's bala hachshir v'lo hichshir, bala hatir v'lo hitir, is pasul." Right? And therefore, you say, if you didn't put on the behonos, it's clearly lo hechsher, it should be pasul, except maybe have a safek because of the timing. He says, the Brisker Rav starts bringing counterexamples. Right? How about the famous Mishnah? Right? A woman who gave birth to 5 babies. Right? So she now owes 5 sets of karbanos, chatos, and ola. Right? She gave birth to 5 babies, she owes 5 chatos. And 5 olas, forget the olas for now, stick with the 5 chatos. So, if she brings 1 chatas, what happens? She's tahora. She's it's machshir. 1 chatas is machshir. She still owes the other 4. But 1 chatas is machshir her. So, says the Brisker Rav, how does she bring the other 4? How does she bring the other 4? After all, the other 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th are not machshir her, because she was already tahora. So, but it's a clear... that she brings the other 4. That's a davar yadua that she brings the other 4. So, that's the Brisker Rav's question he starts out with. And, says the Brisker Rav, he says it could be, out here the Brisker Rav gets a little tricky. Says the Brisker Rav, I don't think we can understand Rav Kipshuto. He doesn't just mean whenever it's bala hachshir v'lo hichshir, it's pasul. That's impossible. Then after all, Hadash should bring the last four karbanos, their Baal HaHakshir, V'lo Hakshiru. And he doesn't say anything, but for sure disagree with this Vasemis. He says, no, for sure if you don't put the Dam of the Bahonos. So it wasn't Mashir, that's not a psoul. What's the psoul? Here, I have a little trouble fully understanding what the where the Brisker Rav is going. I'm not sure if I understand it properly, but says the Brisker Rav, it's not a psoul of any time you try to be Mashir and weren't Mashir that you're psoul. No. It's that a psoul shelo lishma. It's a specific din of shelo lishma. What it's saying is that a Mashir shelo lishma is psoul. It's a specific din in shelo lishma. Says, hold on, if it's a specific din in shelo lishma, then why are you bringing the raya for something that comes lachar misa? For the sfas emes derech, I understand. We want to know if it can be kosher without being machsher, or it can be kosher without being mechaper. So lachar misa is a good litmus test. If it's a specific din in shelo lishma, why are you bringing a raya for lachar misa? And then he says, oh, it's not really a proof, it's just a limud, a yalfusa. Okay, at that point, I'm not sure I exactly understand what the Brisker Rav means. If someone understands what the Brisker Rav means better than I do, here's your chance to speak up. But whether or not it's what the Brisker Rav meant, I think we can say, and I saw actually this formulation pretty similar to this in the Chidusha of Ari Leg Malden, which I happen to notice he has Shirim pretty much Kaseder Ramanachos and Chedek Beis, the second half of Chedek Beis. Maybe the point is, I don't know what the Brisker Rav is saying. I don't know if I'm speaking on his behalf or speaking not on his behalf, just on his general team. But I think the point is, there's a clear difference between an asham that you didn't put the dam on bahonos, or the chatas yoledes, when she already brought one, and she doesn't need the second one, versus the case of shelo lishma. Those two, the karbon was perfectly, and, you know, I'm always reluctant to use jargon words, but sometimes they're not jargon, but they're appropriate. You know, the case of the asham that you didn't put on the bahonos, the chefta of the asham was perfectly fine. You brought, the chefta of the asham was 100% fine. You just weren't metahir the gavra because you didn't put it on his bahonos. But there's nothing wrong with the chefta of the karban. Likewise, let's take the example of the woman with the five ledos. This karban, the second karban, was perfectly fine. It just wasn't metahir the gavra because she was ready to horror and didn't need it. As opposed to shelo lishma isn't that, oh, the carbon's fine, it just happens to not be entirely the gavra. Now, if this depends how you look at a carbon shelo lishma. If you say, when you bring a carbon shelo lishma, it's kosher legamre. Kosher legamre. Ela shelo olo balo l'shem chova. Kosher 100%. It just doesn't fulfill the obligation. It just is a side problem, doesn't fill the obligation. Fine. If shelo lishma is a side problem, then it doesn't fill the obligation. Then the Sfas Emes is right. We're talking about what if there's some side problem that makes it not machsher, and all these cases are equivalent. But I think what the Brisker Rav would say is shelo lishma is not just a side problem. Shelo lishma is a pgam in the cheft of the karban. It's something internal to the karban. When you bring this karban shelo lishma, you didn't just, you know, not do all the wonderful things you were supposed to do. When you bring this karban shelo lishma, you are ruining the identity of this karban by giving it the wrong identity as you bring this karban. The this karban, right? The fine.
Are you talking about the Minchas Ha'om? Are you talking about Minchas Ha'om specifically now, or in general?
I'm talking in general. Minchas Ha'omer and Asham Nazir and Asham Etzora. Okay. I'm talking about all of them, right? What are you doing now? Here it gets a tiny bit tricky, but you know the Gemara says, right? In Kosh Nadarta, the very first Gemara we learned, Asisa Ye Nedev and Lab Nadava, that's only the heft of the carbon. It's one kind of carbon if you bring it properly. If you bring it Shelo Lishma, it becomes another type of carbon. Okay, whether it exactly becomes a Nadava might be going a little too far, because maybe you can't really have an Asham Nadava, and maybe you can't have a Mincha Sa'orim Nadava, but clearly this carbon loses its identity as the type of carbon it was supposed to be. It loses its identity as a machshir. Right? Maybe there's a Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Hei Amar Aleph, which we discussed last year. Give me a second. There's a Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Hei Amar Aleph, which we discussed last year. And I'll be more specific, which the Sheet of Regrets has changed the Gersa. So our Gersa says that if you do it Shelo Lishma, Havi Ke'en Lo Bailim. You know, it's a carbon without Bailim. Okay, a carbon without bailim, right? Bialim is part of the shame of the carbon, right? This is a fundamentally different carbon. This is a carbon that doesn't relate to anyone. A carbon that does, now I'm not saying everyone agrees, but a carbon that fundamentally doesn't relate to anyone, that is, that's not just you have to not put on the ponos or she happened to be tahora anyway. That is a difference in the chefta of carbon. This carbon has become a carbon that is partially puzzle, that no longer can relate to the bialim. That means the carbon fundamentally ino machshir. It doesn't just happen to be ino machshir. It's fundamentally a chefta of carbon she'enu yachol lahachshir. That's very different than the second, third, fourth, and fifth olas chatas yolendis, which is the carbon she'yachol lahachshir. Just she's already mochshir v'omeid, or the ashram and the homos. It's a carbon she'yachol lahachshir. Just you were stupid and didn't put the, or an accident happened, and you didn't put the blood on him, and you forgot to be machshir him. So I think that's, again, I don't know, I'm not promising whether I'm speaking for the Brisker Rav, but I think this is fundamentally what the Brisker Rav is saying, that Rav is talking about a carbon that fundamentally b'cheftza is not bar hechsher, and that's very different than the Sfas Emesis case, or the case of the Oledis, which is a carbon that fundamentally can be hechsher, just for some technical reason didn't end up being machsher. And I think then what you'd have to do is the one follow-up you'd have to do for the Brisker Rav is say, what do they bring a proof? They bring a proof from a carbon la'achar misa. What's the nature of a carbon la'achar misa? So you have to say, a carbon la'achar misa, here's an interesting question. What's wrong with a carbon la'achar misa? So I think with the Brisker Rav, at least I would say, that a carbon la'achar misa, the shem bialim is fundamental to the carbon. The shem bialim, the fact that this carbon has a bialim, is fundamental to the identity of the carbon. Certainly, if the carbon is a chatas yoledes or an olas yoledes or something like that, so there has to be a yoledes. If there's no yoledes, then that takes something away from the shame of the carbon. It's hard to imagine a full chatas yoledes if there's no yoledes involved. So maybe achar misa also, what it does is it takes away the aspect of this carbon that relates to a bialim. It takes away the ability of this carbon to relate to a bialim, and therefore that's a fundamental change in the theft of a carbon. That's why achar misa, a lot of things change about carbonos. So I think the two ways of understanding the din of Rav here, here's the Sfas Emes. Understands him very much kipshuto. Kol sheba lehachshir velo hechshir is possible. And therefore, what he says is, what about hikriv asham mitzora lishmo velo nasan al behonos? Says the Sfas Emes, maybe it's puzzle. And if it's not puzzle, it's only because, luckily, you waited till it was too late to puzzle it. But, a nirlaniyist idea, I have no proof whatsoever of this, that you could easily say this is kosher, and I think this is, I'll say it, I'll pee the grizz, because I'm not sure if I'm exactly speaking for him, because I don't fully understand what he's saying, is that no. Here we have to add a little lumdus. It says, kol sheba lahachshir ve'akarbon be'atzmuso eino bar hechshir is puzzle. And when is that? Not if you didn't put on the bahonos, then it's fine. Or another example is, what about isha sheyolda hei pa'amin ve'via chatas chayav lahavi Oud Arba, then this is very nicha, because the Achatas Batzmusa is Re'uya La'achshir. The Chatas itself can be machshir her. Then it makes a lot of sense to go to the bread. There's nothing wrong with it. No pgam in this Chatas. As opposed to, what are the only cases that are puzzle? So here, it's not really nafkamina, as opposed to shelo lishma, say no. This is a psul be'etzem hachetza she'eino let's say at the very least, right? She'eino mityaches le'bailim, and you could see it have to be mechadish, the same thing, that achar misa is also a chalos bechefza shel karban shechaser shein bailim. Chisorin of a shein bailim, that a chalos in the karban. A karban, even before you makrav it, is olas ruvin.
So why are you saying that a shein bailim is chaser? So they can bring her olah. So clearly they're accomplishing something.
Right, okay. Chavite Kohen Gadol might be unique then. I'm not going to necessarily get into that, because that's a special Xeris Akaso that is yours should bring it. But here, it's not a special Xeris Akaso, just they bring it, and according to Mando Rashid Daraisa, even if she wasn't not for shit, they bring it. The answer is, they're not bringing it to give her kapara. It's not machapar her anymore. Ain't kapar lemesim. It's not kapar for her. It's not credit for her. It's not.
But is it her?
What? It's not. And
so
no. We say ain't shinu b'ayin le'acharvisa. The Gemara in the beginning of Zohar says no shinu b'ayin le'acharvisa. So I think this name of the wrong b'ayin le'acharvisa doesn't hurt anything. L'chor, there's no b'ayin le'acharvisa.
Isn't this the shitaso in the beginning of Zohar that shalom ishma is a psul chiyuvi?
Yes. This works very nicely. The Shitasa, the Shalosh Shema, exactly, is a psul, and not just a chesaron. Well, you know, yesh lodan anyway, but absolutely. Now, what is the, yeah?
Wouldn't this be telling him, like Shakir said in the Rambam Tosis about Shinu Balin, about whether changing the Shem Balin is like changing the Fetza, or whether it only affects the Balin itself?
Correct, except here we're not, this, right, it's not clear if here we're talking about Shinu Balin, here we're talking about Shinu Kodesh.
It would be the same. To be the same idea that if you change the shame balance in the carbon, so whether it should have an effect.
I see what you're saying. Absolutely.
Then,
yes,
but then it wouldn't work with it. And it would only work within the Rambam.
Okay, I can swallow that. Especially since we're only within Rav.
But Tosis and Zvachim on Hayman Aleph, so they say it's like in the violin, so they could be in both cases that. Doesn't affect the
chet
of the carbon, it just affects
the bottom. Correct, 1 second. Tosa says in both. Yeah, okay, I guess what I'm claiming here is that even if it only if. 1 second, I see what you're saying. What I might then have to say here is that. Right, I guess what Rav Gufa is saying that other people are not is that in a machshir, in a machshir, the shame bailim is part of the identity, even if other things it's not. And that's the answer to your question. And that's Gufa Rav Shita. That a machshir is different. In a machshir, the shame bailim is fundamental. It has to be machshir someone.
Tosis would say within Rav that any of the avodas, you don't have to have. That Shalom Lishma doesn't have to be Amanas Lizarov. Even Shalom
Amanas Lizarov. That's what I would end up being Mechadish. Again, unless you found some technical way out of it, which, Joel's not here now. He can tell you one. But correct. That's exactly where I would have to go. Or I could find a way out of it, which Joel likes to argue my whole part there and say, no, that really it's just a technical problem. There's no way to think about the Bible without Zerika. Yes?
How does the Sfas Emes answer the question?
So, how does the Sfas Emes answer this one? So here, you know, really, like, if he thinks that even if some very side technical reason ends up not being Machshir, it's still a Psul, so why isn't that fourth, second, third, fourth, and fifth Chatas that the Oledis brings not a Psul? Great question. So here I think that Brisker Rav says in the end, he says, what is he of the Lashon? He says, Yesh Asper Ode. I think you have to say something else, and I think it's going to be a little Dachuk. I think you have to say something, a little Dachuk. What you have to say, Sarach Lomar De Achein Hechshir. You'd have to say, that second Chadas was Machshir. Oh, what do you mean? It was machshir her. She was tahor already.
Right.
What do you mean? It was machshir her. So I think you'd have to say b'dochak. That's why I like the Brisker Rav's derech. broadly defined, better. To be machad between the chetz and the gavra. You know, you have to say it was Zvika, because if it wasn't machshir, then it's a problem. And here the problem is before Zvika that it's not machshir. So how can we say that, but how was it machshir? It didn't actually make a nafka mean in her. So maybe what you have to say is that, Morty?
You know, what I could say is that before you brought the first one, the other four were also in a position to be machshir her. So they already had a machshir in them.
Yeah, but they didn't exist yet. She wasn't even machshir then.
She had them.
Yeah, but that's true of Shalom Lishma also, before you thought Shalom Lishma.
She had the five of them, she just brought the first one. It means the other four were still there, and the other fours were set up to be brought.
Okay, the only thing I can think of is either, says the Brisk Rav, there's some chalos hechsher that it accomplishes her that she's missing. Although he doesn't define exactly what that is, because it's going to have to be a non-halachic chalos hechsher.
So
because
what is this?
Right, so I forget it, but he said maybe you could say like this, Sar Shlomo Darchein hechsher. How? Nirlani is daiti, if the Brisk Rav says, oh, there's some hechsher that it's doing that we can't define, which is also a little tricky, okay, for some reason. This is a day that whoever's taking notes in the Brisker of Shir didn't capture him in a way that's understandable to us. The note taker had a bad day that day. But I think what you can say is that what does Machsher mean? Machsher means like it makes a chalos tara on her. Maybe the answer is you can be matar someone just since she's already tahora. It doesn't make a difference. But she did get a chalos tara. It's just a redundant chalos tara. Maybe you can have redundant chalos tara. Now, it's an interesting question. When can you, when can't you? It's hard for me to imagine if someone was tahor and went to the mikvah, they would have another chalos tara. But it could be that it's... What? But it could be that... It could be that... No, she does have a matahir on her. She just didn't need it. She was already tahora. But it really was matahir. Maybe you can say it is successfully... It is a successful chalos tahara on her. It's just redundant. So maybe this Vasemis would say, I know this is not exactly what the Brisker Rav is saying, okay, it's a bad day for me and the Brisker Rav, but I think the Vasemis might say to get out of those five, those women with the five babies, is to say that, really, no, it didn't make chalos tahara on her. If you're tahara, you can have a chalos tahara. It's just redundant. It doesn't have enough gamina, but it still made a chalos tahara on her. Maybe you could say that and rescue the Sfas Emes.
What do you say that Omnom Bachatos is Makshir, but only if it has to be Makshir? So there's examples across it to bring the Chatos. When you need to be machshir, so that's a machshir. And when you don't need to be machshir...
That's what you're saying, is the gzeiras hakasav of... Because there are drushes about this lady with five babies, right? It's not all misvara. Maybe the chiddush, the lady with five babies, that the first is a machshir and the second is haka never a machshir. It wasn't in Bala Hanashir. That's an interesting... Now, I wouldn't say that on my own, but given that we do have drushes that she has to bring all five chatos, so I think that's actually a good answer. Or, this is one... Or two, that only chatos number one is bala hachshir. Chataos number two to five are just a chov and not even bala hachshir. That is what Aaron's saying. I hadn't thought of that, but it actually makes a lot of sense. Right? Maybe you could say no. The special gzeres hakasav by a woman who had five babies, that she has to bring five chatoses, one is bala hachshir, and the others are just a chov. And there could be a chatos that's just a chov.
So what is the personal status issue that the Brisker Rav says that's not good enough? There's still something wrong.
Right. The Brisker Rav says neither of these things. He says it's bala hachshir, it's just a hachshir that we can't measure as a halachic daf kamina, but she needs a hachshir. Here I have trouble figuring out exactly what he means. You know, then what does it mean to need a hachshir? Again, it can't mean to get into a better grace than Hashem's eyes, because that's bachaper, that's not machshir. So what exactly it means, I'll leave that with Sarah Ian, and that's why I'm not putting him on the board. Okay, if you... What?
For number two, then, what's the raya from Chata Yafimita? That's not
bala hachshir. You have to say, because... What you have to say is that no. When it comes to the woman with the five babies, that is a special jurisdiction to bring it as a chov. Over here, there is no special jurisdiction to bring it as a chov. Yes.
I'm just wondering if, like, number one would be like a person who puts on tefillin at Shacharis, and then decides he's going to put them on at Mincha. He has no chiyuv to put on tefillin at Mincha, but he would still say a bracha.
He would certainly still say a bracha, even though there's no chiyuv. Okay, but that might not be such a great parallel, because you might not need a chiyuv to say a bracha, but I hear the parallel. Okay, let's go on in the Gemara. Right.
Aaron said about number two, he said he reserves the kosher to something else, that they all come to be machshir, right? Reserves the kosher allows her to eat kachim because of only partial hechshir. And therefore, all the others are coming to be machshir. They're completely. It's not in the chov of monetary.
Right, but that's also tricky because, like, if a partial machshir is machshir her, then it's a machshir. So you're trying to go within the brisker rub that really you need all five to be machshir, but a partial machshir is good enough. It's still hard to understand.
Because he doesn't think it's possible to completely be squared away with the Ribono Shel Olam without...
No, but squared away with the Ribono Shel Olam is mechaper. We're not talking about mechaper. We're talking about machshir. That's why this is tricky. Squared away with the Ribono Shel Olam is not called machshir. That's called mechaper. That's fine.
I see.
Okay, now let's have the raya from the Yoledes. What is the raya from the Yoledes Shemisa? Right? That the machshir doesn't come lachar misa and mechaper does come lachar misa. So here... The question is, what's the machshir, what's the mechaper? Obviously, pashup shot in the Gemara is, what's the machshir, what's the mechaper? This is Rashi, pashup shot. Rashi and Tosfos. The chatas is the machshir, and the ola is the mechaper. The chatas doesn't come after Misa, and the ola does come after Misa. And even though Jonathan says, what, isn't the chatas the mechaper? Isn't that a little ridiculous? Isn't chatas always a mechaper? So the answer is, not necessarily. Here, I don't want to get into, all of Shas, but if you think about it, first of all, by Ola, what does it say by Ola? The fifth pasuk by Yikra or something, whatever it is, v'nirtza lo l'chaper alav. So an Ola is mechaper. V'nirtza lo l'chaper alav is pretty explicit. What is a chata? So interestingly, there's a word chum in the Darshans. Ein the chate is lashon dechuye. What does it mean? Anyone speak modern Hebrew? Lechate. What is lechate?
To clean,
right? To purify, right? Can you go to the supermarket and buy lechate avir?
Yeah.
Right.
Sterilize.
Right. To sterilize or to purify, right? To purify something. A chatas actually does not pshuta shel mikra. A chatas does not mean a sin offering. A chatas means a purification offering. Which explains why everyone's tummy brings a carbon chatas, right? Rabbi Shimon wants to say the Oledes did a sin, and the Nazir did a sin, and Rabbi Lazar Kapper says the Nazir did a sin. You find everyone did a sin, but the simple shot is no, it's just purifying. So it's actually not so crazy, even though you say a chatas is chet, shouldn't that be mechaper? On the other hand, you could say no, chatas means lechate, right? V'lakach lechate et abayit shteitz parim ve'etz erez v'shnei tolat ve'zov. To purify the house. You need this. Not because the house sinned. You want to stick in that someone else... but that's not what the pasuk says, right? Certainly the simple meaning of the psukim is that a chatas is a purification offering. And an ola is just an ola, an offering that goes up. But an ola is mechaper. So it's not crazy what Rashi says. The ola is mechaper and the chatas is machshir. Right? Even though it's... If we know what the word chatas means, then it's not crazy to us. I still think Rashi's making a few assumptions. That's Rashi. Now, what assumptions is Rashi making here? What assumptions is Rashi making that you wouldn't have thought on your own? So Jonathan's saying it's backwards. So I've convinced you it's not backwards. Still.
This is not why the chatas is no good. Isn't the chatas amazing? She makes it well
done. Ah, so one problem is, right, what's dochuk about this? Right? So one problem with Rashi is, which all the Achronim deal with, which is that the Ola part is a good proof. Machaber comes after Misa. But the Machshir part is not a good proof. The reason it doesn't come after Misa is not because it's a Machshir. The reason it doesn't come after Misa is because Halacha L'Moshe Misinai of Chamesh Chatos HaMesos that Achata Shemisu Baleha can't be brought. And that halacha l'shmi Sinai is not because of machshir. Because remember, the halacha must be seen as usually it applies to all chatases, whether they're machaper or machshir, right? A regular chatas for chilim and dam. If the guy dies, you can't bring it, because the halacha must be seen. I have nothing to do with being a machshir. So number one is that the chatas is not a good proof because it's not brought for a side reason of halacha l'moshmi Sinai of chatos hamesos, right? Halacha l'moshmi Sinai, that one of the five chatos hamesos, the chatos his owner died, which has nothing to do with being a machshir, because in most of Shas we apply that halacha l'moshmi Sinai gavka to mechaper. Most of the 99% of chatos are mechaper, not machshir. Okay, that's how would you defend Rashi? How would you defend Rashi?
There's an old we learned last year, the Kufiya type of answer. It's always some kind of
a... No, more technically.
That's what it teaches you about.
What?
It teaches you the nature of it.
No, but the problem is that if Chata Shemesu Baaleha teaches you the nature of it, then it should teach you from Mechaprim also. Because that applies to Chata's Mechaprim also. So it would be wonderful, but it doesn't work. So I think you just have to say very technically that the Gemara never meant to bring a proof about Machshirim. It only meant to bring a proof about Mechaprim. Look at the Lashon Gemara. In the Lashon Gemara, it's really not bad. What does the Lashon Gemara says? Mechaprim ismu da'asul achar misa. Machshirim lesmu da'asul achar misa. Mechaprim, there are those that come after misa. Machshirim, you never find one that comes achar misa. We're not trying to prove why it doesn't come achar misa. It happens to be you could have a mechaprim achar misa. It happens to be you can't have a machshir la'achar misa. And therefore, that proves something about a mechaprim. Even if it doesn't prove something about a machshir, it proves something about a mechaper. So maybe, I mean, you could say this in a million different ways. Maybe you could answer, and maybe it's a little dochak, I don't know. Answer, maybe it's bedochak. But if you look at it, it's just interesting. It doesn't say like, mechaper, dafka doesn't come. It says, we never find. Right? If the answer bedochak is that this is a... is that it proves something about Mechaper, and that it's Bala Achar Misa, we never find a Machshir Bala Achar Misa. So therefore, even if it's for side reasons, the fact that we never find this and we find that is significant. Let me write this better. You can answer B'dochak that, even though in Mati you understand why you can't say what you said. You can't say, the Halacha Moshe Sinai Dafka teaches the Mechaper doesn't come after Misa. Because Halacha Moshe Sinai applies to Chatos, Mechaperim, and Machshirim equally, so it doesn't distinguish. Answer B'dochak that, regardless of the reason we find at least one mechaper la'achar misa and zero machshirim la'achar misa. And even if there's technical reasons for all of them, like over here, why did the ola come and not the chatas? Because chatas shemeshu ba'leha is halacha moshmi Sinai, ola shemeshu ba'leha doesn't have halacha moshmi Sinai. Nonetheless, even though there's a technical reason for it, in the end, we went through the whole Torah. We found a machshir la'achar misa, but we found a mechaper la'achar misa, we never found a machshir la'achar misa, and that's enough to be a model.
Why not dachak?
Okay, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I think the last time I tried to argue about whether something's called dachak or not, there's not much of a point. It's not dachak, fine. Okay, that's one problem with Rashi. Okay, can you deal with that problem with Rashi? Yeah, okay. Number two. I don't have any Rishon who says that. Number two. Anyone have another Chiddush in Rashi? What does Rashi assume here, by the way? You don't think it's Rashi. You think it's a Gemara, because Morty didn't show you the Feinayim. The Feinayim is also a Shara Melech. Just a Shara Melech is longer. What is Rashi assuming about a Yoledis? That a Yoledis needs how many things? How many things does a Yoledis need to accomplish? Two. Hechsher meaning she was Tameya and then she's Tahora. Yeah, that's pretty obvious, no-brainer. It says in the Chumash she's Tameya and then she's Tahora. And Mechaper. What does Mechaper mean here as opposed to Hechsher? Atonement for sin, right? Forgiveness of sin. Did you let it sin? Last I checked, it was a big mitzvah to have babies. Spread the word to anyone you know. It's a big mitzvah to have babies. Toward the beginning of it, Ezra says, the biggest mitzvah. Okay, without getting into women and men in Peru, okay, I know all the Makaros that you know. It's a big mitzvah to have babies. Why did you let us sin? What'd she do wrong?
I think there's a drasha somewhere that during the pain of childbirth, she says she
goes. So there's a sheet of Rabbi Shimon, comes quoted in a few places in Shas, that during childbirth, she swears that she will never sleep with her husband again because she doesn't want to go through this labor pains again. And then she obviously regrets it later and violates her shvua and doesn't do a proper hatara on her shvua. And therefore, she needs a kapara for that. Okay, so first of all, that's only Rabbi Shimon. Second of all, Rabbi Shimon's quote in the Gemara, he seems to be disproven. Our Papa asks a lot of kashas on him.
But Rashi quotes him.
What?
I mean, Rashi quotes him in this discussion with Kapara, the increases.
Not here.
Yeah, but some meaning about...
Okay. Yeah, okay, the Seder. So it's a big assumption. In the Gemara, one second, where is that Gemara? Where is the Gemara quote Rabbi Shimon? Help me think for a second. Rabbi Shimon says, why does she bring a karvan? Rabbi Shimon says, why does she bring a karvan? It's a Mefurish Gemara. It's at the end of a perek or something. No one wants to help me out here?
Try something. I don't know if this is close enough. Nida Lamedala.
Yes, exactly. Precisely. That's exactly where it is. Thank you. Yes. precisely. Need the Laman Alpha base. Thank you. You see? Amazing. Let's see. Here we are. Shaul told me to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And it was the end of the parak, right? The end of the third parak of Nida. Shaul told me to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. If Neymar Amar Tor, you'll let us be a carbon. Amar Lem, Bashal Shakaras, Lele, Kofetzes, Vinishbashal, Tizachik, Labala. Okay, Lefikach Amar Tor, Tavi Carbon. Maskler of Yosef. He has a lot of kashas on him, Rabbi Yosef asks. What do you mean? If she's amazing, or if there's a different carbon for violating a shvua, and if she has charata, she can be matarit. He has a lot of kashas on this. Not to mention the fact that forget about his kashas. Just, I'm a better kasha than him. I don't know, I think a lot of women give birth and don't swear anything. Forget about nowadays. Nowadays they can just swear to use birth control. But even in the old days, right, they didn't have effective birth control. I'm sure a lot of women gave birth and didn't swear not to be nizkek to their husband. I'm not even sure, obviously Rosh Hashanah meant something, but it's a big kiddush. I don't know, I know a lot of women gave birth, I'm sure they didn't swear anything about not being nizkek to their husband. The Haraya. She's nizka before she brings the carbon. Because she's nizka to her husband after 7 or 14 days. She brings the carbon after 40 or 80 days. So she's already violated her shvua plenty. Yeah?
Rishon himself holds that whenever you have a chatat, the memola, the chatat is mechaker, and the memola is the Torah. That would fit into Rashi.
Where?
In the Mizrachim, that one place.
About the one second. And that is Rabbi Shimon. Mm-hmm. The sugya of Ola Doronhu, right? I didn't remember who was there. V'amar Rava Ola Doronhu. Here we are. I'm Reb Shimon, right? It was Rabba. Chatas lama ba'al, lama ba'al chafer, lama ba'al lifting. Ola l'praklet, reads a praklet, nichnas doron, acharav. Sounds like the chatas is meratza and the ola is merely a doron. Now, what case is he talking about? Rashi. Sounds like he's talking about very generally. And if that's Reb Shimon, Then we're in big trouble, not to mention the fact that, hold on a second, we're really getting in trouble here. As a matter of fact, the problem is that Rashi theoretically have to have an answer. So now we get into a little trouble. You have a good, Adi has a good point, we get into trouble. Number one, that it's a little dachuk, right? We have to assume, like Rabbi Shimon in Nida Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, that a Yoledes Chotesi, right? That a Yoledes sinned. Otherwise, what's the Mechaper? Right? So that's a little dachuk. We have to assume that the Yoledes sinned. And why is that dachuk? A, because it's only Rabbi Shimon. B, because they ask kashas of Rabbi Shimon and don't answer them. Yeah. Which, okay, you could say we hold up Rabbi Shimon. And you could say they ask kashas, but you don't die from a kasha. But as Adi pointed out, C, Davka Rabbi Shimon holds that the Ola is a Doron. So that makes it very tricky. Unless you say Doron means Mechaper, but that's not what it sounds like. It sounds like Ritza Prakhlas. So that Yoledes Chatas, even though he is perhaps a Das Yachid. Well, we don't know if he's a Das Yachid, right? The Gemara never says explicitly. But, and especially, have to assume like, plus, Reb Shimon himself holds Ola Doron Hu, not Ola in general, this kind of Ola, an Ola that comes with the Chatas, right? In Zvachim Dav Zayin Amid Beis. So this gets us into a lot of trouble. Not to mention the fact that as Rashi says, Rashi doesn't quote the full drasha here, but if the drasha says, how do we know the chatas what's machsher her? It says v'chi peraleha, and that's dafka referring to the chatas. The Medrash darshins that v'chi peraleha is referring to the chatas. What does Rashi say here? Rashi doesn't say very much. The Shidim Gubetzis adds something to Rashi. I don't know what letter it is. I only have Nozo Hadar in front of me. Oh, but I have the regular Shidim Gubetzis in the back. Tess, what? Where he puts, what? Which one do you mean? You think I mean Tess? You think I mean Tess Zion? You think I mean Tess Zion? And I do, right? That he adds it to Rashi. You don't have to add this, but how do we know that Ola is Mechaper? It says, Echad l'chatas v'echad Ola. How do we know the Ola is Mechaper? Maybe it's just, I mean, a lot of people bring an Ola, it's not Mechaper, right? Aliyah L'Rei will bring an Ola, that's not Mechaper. How do you know the Ola is Mechaper? So the Shidim Betzis at least adds, Echad l'chatas v'echad Ola v'chiper aleha. Right? Sounds like, you know, the Ola is Mechaper. The Medrash, Darshans, sounds like v'chiper aleha is referring to the Chatas. So this also gets very tricky, but we'll leave these two. Leave these two good enough for now. We'll add this, which is the Medrash Darshins. How do we know the Chata is Ma'akev from eating Kachim? We know the Chata is Ma'akev from eating Kachim because the Chipper Aleha refers to the Chatas. So we Darshin that the Chipper Aleha refers to the Chatas.
That's what Rashi says in the Torah.
Rashi on Torah. Okay, where's Rashi on the Torah? Or pasuk? Read me the Rashi.
Pasuk Zayin. Mikrivo lamidcha she'en matkvah le'achol b'koshim ala echad meh. Beis hazeh hu chatat. She'nemar v'chiper alei ha'kwen b'tara. Mishu ba l'chaper. Bo atarat
yam. Mish ba l'chaper. The chat mishu ba l'chaper. That would be pasuk test. That's parak yud beis, right? Yud beis?
Yud
beis Zayin. Yud beis Zayin is Rashi. Okay. Right. That Rashi... By Yikra Yud Bei Zayin, he's quoting Chazal. He's not making that up. So that's also a little tricky. Okay, Rashi is dachuk for a few reasons. Okay, obviously Rashi will have to get out of it. We're not going to rescue him right now. Let's trust him; he can rescue himself. The dachuk we answer here. What do we say here? You'd have to say that. What are you going to have to say about the fact that the woman didn't do any sins? I either have to say we hold like one Rav Shimon and not the other Rav Shimon. This Tana holds like one Rav Shimon. After all, Tana can hold like half Rav Shimon and not the other half. Or you can say v'chiper aleha just. Or you can say by kapara Rashi just means no general kapara. After all, if you bring an ola, what's a kapara on? Aseis. Right? Maybe it just means not ola kapara for a specific sin, but general kapara for aseis, which would help this also. We know an ola is generally kapara for aseis, but then it becomes tricky because it's not such a good raya to Hashem anymore. Ashim is a specific kapara. So what are you going to say? Bedochak, let's defend Rashi, because after all, we shouldn't leave Rashi undefended. Bedochak, you could say either we hold like half of Reb Shimon, you know, which, I mean, it's possible. One Tana could hold like one Shita, the other Tana, not the other Shita. It's just, you know, an amazing coincidence that that this Tana would happen to have such a specific Shita. Or, Kapara here means general Kapara on, you know, mitzvos asei. After all, anyone who brings an ola, even if it's an adava, gets kapara for older mitzvos asei. And what about here? You're going to say either the same thing. Either this Tana argues, after all, that's the opinion of one Tana, this Tana argues, or kapara here means not the kapara of the pasuk. The kapara of the pasuk is the chatas, and that's referring to chituye, to dechuye, to tara. Or kapara here means general kapara, and ola is generally mechaper. The tricky part of saying we're talking about general kapara here is that then it's not such a good raya for Asha. An ola, which has general kapara, okay, that you can bring la'acharisa, but how do we know that an Asha, which comes to atone for a specific sin, you can bring la'acharisa? So anyway, Rashi's going to end up dachuk. Let's take step two. Step two solves two of the three problems. At least one of the three problems. Is Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom or Hagola. In the Oz V'Hadar, they just put Rabbeinu Gershom under Rabbeinu Gershom. In the regular, the Vilna Shas, it's in the Shidim Gebetzes. What the Oz V'Hadar people did is they just took all the Rabbeinu Gershoms out of the Shidim Gebetzes, and, you know, Shidim Gebetzes just quotes Rishonim. So they took out all the Rabbeinu Gershoms, and you see what the Oz V'Hadar did is they took the Shidim Gebetzes that was on the side of the Vilna Shas and rearranged it, which is not an avla because the people in the Vilna Shas rearranged it from how it was in the manuscript. And they rearranged it and divided into three. The parts that were quoting Rabbeinu Gershom, they just put on the side and called it Rabbeinu Gershom. The parts that were quoting all the parallel Tosfosim and all the Gileans of Tosfos and all the new Haros, they put on the side and called Shidim Gebetzes. And the parts that made Hagos in the Gersa of Gemar Rashi Tosfos, they put in their Hagos Vitzionim together with everyone else who made Hagos on Gemara Rashi Tosfos. Okay, so here's Rabbeinu Gershom. It says Rabbeinu Gershom, which is in the Shitim Gubetzes Sifkatan Tet and Chet. Says Rabbeinu Gershom, he says, well, first let's see what he says. He says, it's going to be a little tricky because I put it wrong. Okay, he says also, what's the machshir she'eino ba'al acharisa v'chatas? But what's the difference? Rashi says the chatas equals machshir, and the ola equals mechaper. What does Rabbeinu Gershom say? He reads the Gemara the same way, but what does he change? What's the machshir? The chatas. What's the mechaper? According to Rabbeinu Gershom? Well, take three. He solves three. He says the chatas equals the machshir and the mechaper. Of course, v'chipar lehu the midrash says v'hikrivo means makriv one the chatas v'chipar lehu the chatas mechaper. The chatas does all the work. The ola just accompanies the chatas, right? Why does an ola accompany a chatas? Either just, you know, we don't understand why all korbanos come when they do. Or, some of the Mefarshim and Chumash tell us a very good reason. What, you ever find a chatas ha'of in Kol Tarkulu without an ola? No. Why do you never find a chatas ha'of in Kol Tarkulu without an ola?
The Mizbeach has to get something.
Maybe the Mizbeach has to get something. Normally, the Mizbeach gets two things, right? La'akriv v'nai chel v'adam, no'um Hashem ol'kem. You're zorit the dam in the Mizbeach. But that's not achila. That maybe has a chalos, but, you know, in Pashup Shah, the Mizbeach's not eating anything there. You're not burning anything on the Mizbeach. On every carbon, you burn something on the Mizbeach. What's the difference between Ola and everything else? And Ola, you burn the whole thing on the Mizbeach. And everything else, you burn the Emurim on the Mizbeach. Right, the Emurim are the, you know, the Shnech Layos and the Chilev and etc., etc. In Achatas Ha'of, there's no Emurim. The Kohanim eat it all. So what goes on the Mizbeach? So So a lot of Mepharshim Chumash say that's why it always goes with an Ola. The Ola goes on the Mizbeach. Okay, so the Ola just accompanies the Chatzis Ha'Of. Whether you want to say just a pshat part, the Ola accompanies the Chatzis Ha'Of, something will get burned on the Mizbeach. Or whether you just say Gzeirat HaGasev. Clearly, the Chatzis is Iker. The Hikrivo means, as the Rashi Yud Beis Zion, that in Vayikra that Jonathan quoted to us, Hikrivo is the Chatzis. The Ola, that's what's Mechaper, that's what's the Iker Lakrava. The Ola is just secondary to the Chatzis. So, if the Ola is secondary to the Chatzis, says the Rabbeinu Gershom, and I'll read you two different maskels for the two sifkatans of the Sheet of Rebet says. First, he says, Mechaprim, I isbu di also lachamisa, yesh dover shekarev imahem da havi ki mechapra also lachamisa. What do you say about the mechapra come lachamisa? There's something that goes with the mechapra, that's like the mechapra that comes lachamisa. Meaning, about the chattas is mechapra. But you should know there's something that goes with the chattas. There's something that goes with the chattas that that is like a mechaper that comes like a remisa. And he basically says the ola is like a mechaper because it's tofel to a mechaper. And then he says the same thing next time. He says the ola the yavir shenos has the ola dorum. He knows ola is dorum. He knows that ola is a dorum. He no problem. And you can bring out Hermisa. But Ola came into Asi in Mechaper, in Mechaper, Damya. But it's like a Mechaper because it comes with the Mechaper. So, what do you say about the Ola? The Ola is Ba in Mechaper, Och in Mechaper, Damya. And maybe that can even answer number two. Ah, Rav Shimon holds the Dorum. And it's a Dorum. He just said it's a Dorum. Right? Answer solves three. Right? And maybe two, right? Because after all, now it could be a Dorun who? He admits it's a Dorun. But since it comes with the Mechaper, it still counts as a Mechaper. Really, Yuletis is, does have a chit. Really, Yuletis does need Kapara. She does need Kapara. What's Mechaper? And Mechaper, the old is not Mechaper, the old is a Dorun. Since it comes with the Mechaper, it's like a Mechaper. And therefore, we never find a Machshir L'Achar Misa. But we do find a Mechaper L'Achar Misa, because we find something that comes with the Mechaper L'Achar Misa that's like a Mechaper. Okay, that solves a few of the problems. It still just creates a new problem, which is, why is the Ola called a Mechaper? Because the Ola is like a Mechaper, because it was with the Mechaper. Why don't we say it's like a Machshir, because it comes with a Machshir? I mean, if you want to say whatever goes with it is a good proof, then it's a Machshir and a Mechaper L'Achar Misa. If you want to say whatever is a Dorum, regardless of what it comes with, is not relevant, then it's not a Mechaper and not a Machshir. So this just gets a little tricky, and this I wish I properly understood. Rabbi Gershon, why does he think so, Avi?
It's always not Machshir, though.
What?
It's always not Machshir. She can't be one or the other. The Chattas is a Machshir. The other one is...
What you're saying is you can't have an auxiliary machshir. A machshir is something that makes an afkamina on you. Right? The chatzis makes an afkamina, the ola doesn't. However, the machaper, the kapara is not a halachic afkamina. Kapara is a... I mean, other than you were yotze, you're chiv to get kapara. Right? Kapara is a metaphysical chalos. It's something up in Shemayim. So you could say that, something goes with machaper also adds that effect in Shemayim. You can't add to the effect of Tahar Tummy. There's either Tahar or Tummy. But you can also add to the effect of Kapara, because that's just something, just quote-unquote, something Ruchniestik. That's what I was trying to say?
I mean, to sharpen the question of the risk rub.
Maybe, I mean, Hachshara is purely technical. Like, you just bring something to fix something else, versus Kapara, the idea is to, like, give back. It has to...
Right, okay, similar. Okay, it's still a little dochuk, obviously, so maybe understand a little. A machshir, what's machshir is machshir, what isn't, isn't. You can't have an auxiliary machshir, because a machshir means a chalos turning on the switch, either the switch is on or the switch is off. Kapara, A, it's something up in Shemayim, which is not necessarily binary, and maybe what Jonathan tried to hint is that, you know, Kapara is really just, you know, it has to do with our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, which, you know, it's all Karbonos contribute to and everything contributes to. I don't know, that's not what you're saying?
No, I'm saying philosophically, the idea of Kapara, bringing a Korban for Kapara, is like hitting yourself in order to, like, kind of do that Shuvah process. So philosophically, that's what it's based off of. So when you're giving something else, and it's coming with a Kapara, it's coming from a master, it's far more representative than the Kapara than is a Hachshara.
Okay. I think it's all coming down to the same thing, which is that ultimately Hachshara is a switch, it's either on or off. You know, what doesn't, doesn't. Kapara is a much broader, more philosophical concept, which it's easier to say there's different levels and you can enhance, etc. Okay, it's still obvious little dochuk say machaper means but in machaper, but he's at least, you see where he's coming from. Why is he coming? Where is he coming from? Not that he read Rashi, obviously, but nonetheless, he knew what Rashi would say because that's just the simplest way to read the Gemara, right? He's trying to clearly bother by number three. We know the Chattas is the Mechaper in the Machshir, and that the Ola is just a Dorum. And by, over here, Ola Dorum, right? Which maybe is an independent question, we should make it four. It's, I don't know if that's only Rav Shimon or that's everyone, right? So he's trying to solve these. All the Ola is a Dorum and the Chattas is a Mechaper, and Chanamim, he just meant the Ola is auxiliary Mechaper. Okay, this is the standard way to read the Gemara. However, here is something very brilliant. Yefei Naim in the back of the Gemara, and he really points out that he said this pshat, he was afraid to say this pshat because it's too big of a chiddush, then he found the Shar HaMelech. The Shar HaMelech is Nechsha very, very much by the later Achronim. The Shar HaMelech, I found the Shar HaMelech, it's just very long. I printed it as a Bar Ilan, it was more than 3 pages. The Shar HaMelech is in the beginning of the fourth parakh of Psulim Kedoshim. On the Rambam, Psulim Kedoshim, parakh Dalaloch Aleph, the Shar HaMelech says this at great length. And it all has to do with this Tosos Dibramasko Lo Yaviyu Yorsha Chatasa, who starts with, now, we don't have really any of these Girsas in our Torah's Kohanim, but it says, HaGirsa Mishubeshes B'Torah's Kohanim, Mishtabesh B'Torah's Kohanim, the Girsa is messed up in Torah's Kohanim. Why? B'Parshas Vayikra, B'Parshas Imlo Tagiya, etc. In Parshas Vayikra, what is Imlo Tagiya? That's obviously Olav Yorid, right? In Parshas Olav Yorid in Vayikra, it says, you have to bring them from the same species, either both Torah or both Bnei Yonah. Okay, so far that's the same as us, right? If he brought the Chattas and died, the Yorsha bring Yola. So how do you know if he brought the Ola and dies, the Yorsha bring the Chattas? Right, which is the opposite of our Gemara. Our Gemara just said that the Yorsha don't bring the Chattas. How do we have the Ola? No, one for Chatzis, one for Ola. Seemingly the drasha is, if you brought one, you bring the other. The chen yesh liyos agirsa. But that's obviously messed up, because it's against our Gemara. And this is what the Girsa has to say. Yochol shem hev yoloso omei sheyaviyu yorshim chataso. You might think that if you brought the Ola and died, the yorshim brings Chatzis. Tamalo echel chatas, pirish achaz gudim zola. No, only if echel chatas first, you bring echel Ola second. But you know, if you brought echel Ola first, you don't bring echel chatas second. Okay, he just turned the Girsa to the opposite to support our Gemara. Vasmachta bialmahu, and then it's also, according to him, it's Vasmachta bialma, which is not Dachak. Half the Sifras end up being Vasmachta bialmas. The Mehelso did not come to the Chasmish, because Halacha must be Sinai, that you can't bring the Chasmish after she died. Okay, but see, the fact that they make a drush for Halacha must be Sinai, not a big deal. A lot of Sifras are just Vasmachta bialmas. However, he changed the Girsa in the Sifra. Why does he change the Girsa in the Sifra? Because it's against our Gemara. Right, our Gemara says you don't. If you brought the Ola, you don't bring the Chattas later. And the Zifra says if you brought the Ola, you do bring the Chattas later. So it must be a wrong Girsa. Not to mention the fact that it's against the Halacha Moshe Misina, which is Chattas Shemisima Le'elamisa. So what do you do with this Girsa? Tosos just reverses the Girsa, turns the Girsa into the opposite. However, the Shita Mekubetzes
Sifkatan.
Chaf. Ches, I think. Sivkatan chaf ches, or if you have the Oz v'hadar, it is nidfas b'hashmatos. Okay, so chaf ches maybe is also b'hashmatos. If you look in the sheet of Gubetzes chaf ches, or if you just listen to me read it, make it easier. He says v'Rabbi Yechiel bar Yosef Yishev Agirsa. Rabbi Yechiel says that Girsa works out. Right? Okay, if you look in the Rashi Kinnim, there's a third way to justify this Girsa. We'll stick with Rabbi Yechiel for now. And the Rashi Kinnim also quotes Rabbi Yechiel. Okay, first step for Rabbi Yechiel. Says Rabbi Yechiel, no, the halacha Moshe Messina of Chatos Amesos is only by a behema, not by an oaf. Why is that? Because we paskin, it's machlokas tanaim, but we paskin that a chatas tzibur never dies. Why? Because there are 5 chatos amesos. One of them is tmuras chatas. Since a tzibur can't have a tmura, because it's a rule, tzibur can't do a tmura, then therefore, since tmuras chatas doesn't apply, all 5 don't apply. We seem to have a rule that the five chatos mesos only apply when they all would apply. Ah, by ofos, they all don't apply. Can't have tumuras chatos by an oaf. Why? Because there's no tumura by ofos. You can't even have vlad chatos by an oaf, because ofos give birth to eggs, which don't have a chalos of vlad. Okay, so, says Rabbi Yechiel, only by an animal there's halacha mishmini at five chatos mesos, not by an oaf. Okay, we don't always understand fully the deep logic philosophy behind every halacha mishmini Sinai, but could be, Rabbi Yechiel could be. Then what happens is we have ruas kashas from various sugyas. The Shaar HaMelech points out, and he makes Rabbi Yechiel look stupid. The Shaar HaMelech points out, if you look inside of the Shaar HaMelech, Psulei Mekdashim, Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph, that it's not just Rabbeinu Yechiel. It's also, might or might not be a Rashi and Nazar. Rather, it's definitely Rashi and Nazar. We're just not sure who wrote Rashi and Nazar. Rashi and Nazar, Chaf Aleph on the Beis, says, Rashi and Nazar, Daf Chaf Aleph on the Beis, says explicitly, he says, Mishum debechatas behema gamrin in the Tammuz. Alvachatas of lo gamrin in the Tammuz. It's explicit Rashi. If it's Rashi, another chafalf on base. Chatas behema shemes baleo Tammuz. Chatas of not. Okay, he finds other recourse to that also. And then he says all these kashas from everywhere in Shas, and he answers all the kashas from everywhere in Shas. Okay? You want to know how to answer all the kashas from everywhere in Shas where we find chatas of mesos against this Rinu Chil in the Rashi, another chafalf on base? Look in the Shaar HaMelech. He answers all the sugyas and shas we're talking about as different kind of case. Okay, now Rabbi Yechiel just has to do the one more step. It says, Teina chatas of is not chatas avesos. But, and here just continuing in the Shulchan Aruch, it's still against our Gemara. Our Gemara says, chatas dies, the Yerushim bring the Ola. Ola died, the Yerushim don't bring the chatas. But the Taurus Kohanim, the original Gersa, says, Ola, you bring the chatas, chatas bring the Ola. It's against our Gemara. Says Rabbi Yechiel, and here he kills two birds, including one very large one even, with one stone. He says, what's the Taurus Kohanim talking about? What parsha is this Taurus Kohanim out? Is this a Taurus Kohanim in Tazria? No, what did Tosfos just say? It's a Taurus Kohanim in Vayikran, the carbon ol v'yorid. Carbon ol v'yorid is a machshir or mechaper? Shuta shalmikra, what's carbon ol v'yorid? Obviously. Mechaper. There's no two ways about it. I don't think there's any room for any suffix. Of course it's a mechaper. You did a sin, you get kapara. Nothing to do with tumah v'tara or chalos on you. Carbon your legis. Pasha pshat. Mechaper or matai or machshir.
Machshir.
She was tame, now she's tahora. What sin did she do? Says the Rabbeinu Yechiel. He says that's the difference in the two cases. In our Gemara, you don't bring the chatas after she died because the machshir doesn't come out from Misa. But in the Sifra, you do bring the chatas after he died because you can bring mechaper l'achar Misa. That's what Rabbeinu Yechiel says. The Efeinayim and the Shaar HaMelech add very little. All they say is, hold on a second, now we can read our entire Gemara differently than Rashi and Tosfos and Rabbeinu Gershom. Now, says the Yefei Einayim and the Shaar HaMelech Alpi Rabbeinu Yechiel, says very simple. We're not talking about chatas and ola at all. Erase all these problems. Matcha she'enu bal achar misa is chatas yoledes. The mechaper that's bal achar misa is chatas of is a regular chatas, such as Herban Ola Vyorid. Meaning we're contrasting a regular chatas, and the only, I don't think this is so dull, he says, the regular chatas we didn't mention, we only mentioned the special case. A regular chatas is Bala Acharisa, not if it's a behema, because Malacha must be Sinai, but if it's Oaf, it's Bala Acharisa, right? Oaf is Bala Acharisa, and the behema has a technical problem, Acharisa. La'achermisa. Okay, the behemoth has a technical problem. Chatzimish Yolev, the oaf comes la'achermisa. Over here, the oaf ain't no ba'la'achermisa. says that's exactly what our Gemara meant. We find that mechaprim come lachrimisa. A chatas that's mechaprim comes lachrimisa. Not if it's a behema, because it's a technical problem. If it's an ofid, comes lachrimisa. Everyone knows the sifra. But we don't find that a chatas, the exact parallel. They're both chatas ha'of that come with olas ha'of, and one of them comes lachrimisa, one doesn't. Why? Because one is machshir, one is mechaprim. And this answers all the questions. Question of, it's not a good proof because for a technical reason. No, now neither are a technical reason. The chatas of a chote, right, a regular chatas, comes la'achramisa if it's an oath, just because it comes la'achramisa. And a chatas you lettuce doesn't come la'achramisa, just because a machshir doesn't come la'achramisa. Solves the second problem. Who says the oledus sinned? We're not saying the oledus sinned. We're contrasting the oledus, whose tomato needs heksher, with the sinner who sinned and it doesn't need heksher. And, of course, the third problem, the chipar aleh is going on the chatas. Of course, we're only talking about the chatas. We're not talking about the oled at all. The chipar aleh means mechusre kapara. Mechusre kapara means heksher. In Lashon Torah, the chipar can mean heksher. That's very clear. Everyone who's taught me, the Torah says the chipar aleh and gives them heksher. Okay, maybe in some olamos elyonim, that's because tomah and sin have some similar root. But we're not talking about the ol at all. It solves all the problems. All it has to do is assume, like the original Gerson, it's all assuming two things. One, the original Gerson, Tosus is Sifra. And two, although Yefeinayim then says, even without that Gerson, the Sifra, I still think it's true. I think the fact is true even if you wouldn't have that Gerson. And that's what he goes on to say, if you got a chance to read it. And two, that this Gemara knew this Sifra. Well, the Gemara knew a certain fact. All he has to assume is the Gemara knew a certain fact, which is that achatas of achote comes la'achramisa, as long as it's an oath and it doesn't get stuck with this technicality about Lachal Moshmi Sinai. Okay, the Feinai was nervous. He didn't find this in the Rishonim. I'm also a little nervous that it's not in the Rishonim, but it's a much smoother parish in the Gemara, I must admit. Okay, now we're ready to move on. It's really a brilliant parish in the Gemara. Agav, we're not getting into it now, but if you look in the Russian Kenim, he gives a third shot in the Sifra. Tosos erases it. Not erases it, just changes it to say the opposite. Ben Yechiel explains that, Chatas Oof can come la'achramisa. The Russian Kenim gives a third shot in the Sifra where he justifies the original Girsa, but without the Shita Ben Yechiel. And he just says that, no, it means if she didn't yet. It means if she owed the Chatas, but didn't yet set aside money, chatas amesas is only if there's money or a bird to be chal on. If there's merely a debt but no object yet, then the xeris because of chatas amesas doesn't apply, and it's brought even lachrimisa. However, he says it's not for the chatas lachrimisa, it's brought for building the shofar lachrimisa like moser chatas. Okay, not for now. Now, Ben, when you get a chance, let's go on to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Maskev Lareb Yehuda Breder of Shimon Ben Pasi Machshir, and again according to the Fein Naim Sharmel, the Olos are not what's being discussed here at all. That's Dorum. That's neither Machaper nor Machshir. It works out really works out beautifully with all of Shas. The Gemara just asks, hold on, Maskev Yehuda Breder of Shimon Ben Pasi Machshir Nami Mi Less Lu Dash Lachamisa. You're telling me a Machshir doesn't come Lachamisa? That's not true. About Tana Machfish Boshen Zirusul Nen of Lomolim Neishu Uri Lomol Kulan Shlomim. If someone sets aside money for his Zirus, then it's also to be nenef from that money. But if you are nenef that money for secular purposes, you don't commit me'ila. Why? Because since all the money could be used for shlomim, and shlomim don't have me'ilux, they're kachim kalim, therefore there's no chi of me'ila. Doesn't make it mutter, but just means no chi of me'ila. Meiswa yilomo stumin, if he dies and he mos stam, stam means he said this $100 for Aniziris didn't say what's for the ola, what's for the shlom, what's for the chatas. Yiflum Dava special Olam Moshe Misinai, the Gemara says that it goes in those shofaros for the Nadava for the T-bird ring Olos. Mifu Russian, what if he, no, he had one bag of money for Chatas, one bag of money for Ola, one bag of money for Shlomim, to make Chatas, Yolam HaMelech. To make Chatas, Chatas means Shabbat now, you throw it in the ocean. Lo Nenev, Lo Molim. You're not allowed to be Nenev for it, but there's no Me'ila. Why is there no Me'ila? Because even though Chatas is Kachim Kachim, there's only Me'ila on something that could be brought as a carbon. Once it's Chatas HaMesos, it can't be brought as a carbon, it goes in the ocean. Even though it's still hektish, there's no me'ila, because me'ila is only kachay Hashem, something that could be brought up to Hashem. Demei ola, yom demei ola. The ola is leftover ola money. Leftover ola money, you bring an ola. Umol amhem and has me'ila, because ola is kachay kachay. Demei shlomim, yom demei shlomim, nechal yom echav eintun lechem. And demei shlomim, you bring leftover shlomim money, you bring a shlomim. Obviously, there's no me'ila, because shlomim is kachay kachay kachay, doesn't have me'ila. And is it like shalmei nazir or like regular shlomim? Shalmei nazir have Right? Remember, we say this in the Zebul Kalman, Hatoda v'yel Nazir Kadoshim Kalam, and the next Mishnah is Shlom Kadoshim Kalam. What's the difference in the Mishnah? Toda and El Nazir actually both have the same difference, right? Toda and El Nazir are eaten only for one day. Shlom is eaten for 2 days. And Toda and El Nazir need lechem with them, right? You bring lachmi Toda and lachmi Nazir. And a regular Shlom, you don't bring lechem with it. You bring nesachos, nesachim mincha, meaning you bring wine in the mizbeach and you put the mincha in the mizbeach, but there's no lechem that you bring with it that's eaten. So what about this? Is this like regular shlamim or like nazir shlamim? So it's in between. It's only eaten for 1 day, like special din of nazir, but it doesn't get lechem like a regular shlamim. Now, let's just read the Gemara. Ha'olu shlamim de nazir de machshirim ninhu. The olu shlamim nazir are machshirim. After all, he needs to bring his karbanos. What's it, machshir? It's machshir that now he's allowed to drink wine, that he stops being a nazir, right? If he doesn't bring his karbanos, then he has to keep the issuing nazir forever. Let's say a guy is very foolish and makes a neder of a nazir nowadays, and the basin for 30 days, but the basin is not rebuilt, then after 30 days, he still can't be neder lemeis, he still can't drink wine, right? He still has all the chiyuvim of a nazir until he brings his karbanos. The karbanos are machshir him, that they're matter him from the yisurei nazirus. So here is the machshir, this olon shlamim kam la'achar misa. Amar papa, kachi, amar gyeri, lomatsinu hechshir kavua ba la'achar misa. V'du nazir, hechshir she'inu kavua hu, damar agila chalech mishlashtan yatsa. No, when we say a machshir kam la'achar misa, that means something that's defined as a machshir, kavua. That's necessarily a machshir. That its definition is a machshir. But over here, this is a machshir she'inu kavua. The ol is not a machshir, because what do we paskin? If he shaves his head after bringing any one of the three karbanos, he's yotzei, and then he can drink wine, and then he can be nimpel meis, and he can get him many haircuts as he wants afterwards. Meaning, you need either ola or shlomim or chatas in order to be mapped to the serena zeros. But you don't need all of them. Therefore, they're not really considered a hechsher. The ola is not a hechsher, because you don't need the ola to be master him. It's just an option instead of the chatas if you want, but you can bring something else. Therefore, since neither of them are necessarily, by definition, things that are bala hachshir, because only one of them, you only need one of them, therefore that doesn't count as a machshir. Okay. here we have an interesting question of Tosfos. Let's read on a little. Meisvei, here we finally disprove Rav. Everything you're saying is wrong. Why? Asha mitzorah shenishcha shelo lishmo. If you check that Asha mitzorah shelo lishmo, or you shefted it properly, just never put the blood on his thumb and big toe and ear. You can put the imurim on the mizbeach. It's perfectly kosher. You can put the imurim on the mizbeach, v'ton nesachin, and you bring nesachin with it, meaning wine, and that mincha, normally only an olin shlomim, right? If you remember from Parsha Shlach, only an olin shlomim have nesachin. There's a special rule that says before the Torah, the chatas and asher matzora have nesachim. So it goes the parts of the zeach go on the zbeach, the parts eaten by the kohanim, we assume are eaten by the kohanim. It goes with nesachim, but tzorach asham achla tiro. But he needs another asham in order to make him tahor from his saras, because it was shalol shema, he wasn't yotzei, or they didn't put on the mahonos, and he wasn't nitar. So what does that show? There's bala hachshir v'lo hechshir. Asham matzora shalol shema, it's exactly one of three cases Rav says, and it's perfectly kosher. So you have to the Rav, you're right, Rav is disproven. So then what's the din of Minchas Omer, the Rosh Shalol Lishmo? It's not puzzle. That was the opinion of Rav. What is the din of Minchas Omer Shalol Lishmo? Well, there are two other options. Either it's kosher v'lo'olo l'shem chova, or it's kosher v'olo l'shem chova. Okay, that's going to be the two opinions of Reish Lakish and Rava that we'll get to next time. But meanwhile, Rav is Itosav. Okay, we're not going to deal with the Rambam in one edition of Beresh Mishnayos yet. Rav Zitosov, certainly you look at the Rambam Mishnah Torah, he paskins against Rav. Shalom Yisrael. Rav Zitosov. Tosas here asks an interesting question about comparing two cases we have here. We have the Shalmi Nazar La'achar Misa, and we have the Asha Mitzora Shalom Lishmo. Right? Both of them, what do we say? Are kosher. And both of them are clearly not Olu L'Shem Chova. I mean, after Misa, there is no Chova. And Ashim Shlo Shmo is Nitzarcha Ashim Achel Atiro. The question is, how do we treat them? And here we see a slight difference. What about the accoutrements? Shalmi Nazir, right, is different from Shlomim. Shalmi Nazir is different from Shlomim. Normal Shlomim don't need Lechem. Shalmi Nazir does need Lechem. Ashim Mitzorah is different from normal Asham. All the other five Ashams, there are only six, five Ashams don't mean Nesachim. Right? Nesachim is like, you know, like in this week's parsha, right? That every Karban, Minchasim and Iskehem, right, you bring the, I summarized it last time, the amount of flour with the amount of oil with the amount of wine poured separately with it. Oh, every other Ashim doesn't need Nesachim, Ashim Mitzorah does need Nesachim. They both have one extra thing they need. So, in this case, where they're not coming for the chuba, do they need the extra thing or not? Shalmi Nazir, ain't tunim lechem. Right? Doesn't need lechem, but Ashim Mitzorah Shalom Lishmo, Tom Nesachim, does need Nesachim. That's an interesting question. Tosus asks, in Deeper Amasko, ve'ain tunim lechem, afgav du sokka be Ashim Mitzorah Shalom Lishmo, katani de Tom Nesachim, yesh lechalik. Pause. So let's just ask this very simple question. Very simple question. Here we have Shalmei Nazir La'achar Misa. Ein Teunin Lechem. Here we have Asham Mitzora Shelo Lishmo. Ta'on Nesachim. Okay, so why does one need the extra thing and the other one not need the extra thing? Right, and why are these cases parallel? They're both karbonos that all the karbonos like them don't need something extra and they need something extra. So, why does one not need an extra thing and one does? Okay, what is Tosos answer? Or what did you answer? Either way, you can say your answer first. I'm not insulted. What's the difference? By Asham, there's a pasuk. What?
You learn from a pasuk that's Ta'on Nesachim.
Even if it's Shlomo Lishmo? Or in general? In general.
In general.
And by Nazir, there's a pasuk that says it needs Lechem in general.
No, there's
not. Is there a pasuk that says it ain't Ta'on Lechem Achay Mita? No, is there a pasuk that says Ta'on Lechem Shlomo Lishmo by Asham? There's no pasuk for Shlomo Lishmo. What daf are you on? Pei Tes or Tzadi Aleph? What?
No.
Okay. Anyway. Okay. What is Tosia? Avi.
Shalmei Nazir L'Achamisa is brought as the status becomes an Adav, or what is the status of the new Korban? It's still a Shalmei Nazir, or is it just a...
Aha. Okay. Excellent question. Great question. First, let me tell you what Tosfos answers. Says Tosfos. Two answers. Yesh l'chalik bein nesachim d'shaychi b'chol ha-korbanos le'lechem. You've been chalak between nesachim and lechem, which is not where Avri was going, right? Difference between nesachim and lechem. Why? Nesachim is something general about karbanos. Lechem is something unique. What do we mean? Nesachim is also unique for Asham and Zorah. Yeah, but it's generally true for Ola and Shlomo, right? Nesachim is a general idea that's uniquely applied to Asham and Zorah. Lechem is a unique idea. So it says Tosos. Says Tosos, Lechem is, does he have a Lashon for this? Yeah. Lechem Eino Shayach V'chol HaKorbanos, while Nesachim Shayachim V'chol, quote-unquote, HaKorbanos. By Chol HaKorbanos, I mean many Korbanos. Okay, what does Rashi say? Now, what difference does that make? So what? So what? Nesachim is shayach by a lot of karbanos, and Nazir is, Lechem Nazir is not shayach by a lot of karbanos. Tosus later on in Daf Pei Tes has a slightly different formulation. He's also mechalik between Lechem and, between Lechem and Nesachim. Tosus on Daf, one second. Yeah, okay, he doesn't say this exactly, but but Tosos says on the Pei Tesim and Beis, he also discusses this contrast. He says, Lechem lo dovin nesachem, nesachem chashivi tvei ki guf ha-karba, mishom de karvi lamizdeach. But lechem lo chashiv ki guf ha-karba, mishom de ein bo lamizdeach. Okay, so similarly, Tosfos on Pei Tesla and Beis, but it's different. He's saying not because of how common it is. No, it's not really the same thing. He says, Lechem Eino Kiguf HaKarban, because what happens to the lechem? It gets eaten. Ki Eino Ole Al HaMizbeach Nesachim Hein Kiguf HaKarban Ki Olen Al HaMizbeach. Now it's a little tricky, because the whole carbon's also not Ole on the Mizbeach. The Dam is Nisrik on the Mizbeach. The Emura works on the Mizbeach, and the rest of it is eaten. So it's a little tricky. Like, I don't know, so why isn't the Lechem Kigufa carbon? It's like the Kigufa carbon, the part that's eaten. Most of the Shlomo is eaten.
There's no part of it that goes on the Mizbeach.
No part of it that goes on the Mizbeach. Okay, well, Nisachim, there's no part of it that's eaten.
The Lechem of the Nazir is a comment on the Mizbeach also?
No. It's not true at all. You just made that up. No. First you made a balak and now you made a basak. Hey, eventually you're going to get discovered. It's not going to work forever. Unless you want to start a new religion. You see that, I think, told these two toasts have the same idea. They're trying to make the Nesachim somewhat more fundamental. If told the Nesachim, it's going to be fine by a lot of carbonos. So that's like more fundamental to the carbon. Lecha is more of a side point. That's what he's saying in both cases, right? Even though I'm not just his birth in his bath, somehow he thinks his birth in his bath, that makes it more of a carbon. What does the Brisker Rav say here? Says the Brisker Rav, he says, what does Tosus mean? Right? He says the Griz explains that what does Tosus mean? That very simple. He says, this is a din, v'chefta shel karban, right? He does use these words. And this is a chiyuv gavra. Okay, that's what he's trying to say. He's trying to say, nesachim is part of the definition of the karban. The karban comes with nesachim. Why? Maybe it's because the nesachim go on the mizbeach, and after all, the most fundamental part of the karban is what goes on the mizbeach, clearly, after the fact you eat something, I eat meat all the time. What's unique about karbanos is they go on the mizbeach. Okay, and the fact that you find this like all olas and shlomim, which are the vast majority of all karbanos brought, right? 95% of all karbanos have nesachim. So clearly, that's something more definitional. A karban includes menachos and nesachim, as opposed to the lechem of the nazir. That's not part of the definition of the shlomim. It's not that shalmei nazir by definition include lechem. No, there's a chiyuv gavra on the nazir to bring lechem with his shlomim.
And more, there's like 95% of gavras also don't bring lechem. So, like, what's the difference? 95% of karbanos don't have lechem.
95%
of gavras don't bring. Why is it more of a
chiyuv? The difference is, what's the Brisker Rav trying to say? It's a din b'cheftel shel karbon, and the karbon is still. It's a din b'cheftel karbon, and the karbon is still there. Here, it's a din de chiyuv hagavra, and the gavra is dead. And even if you would say, the gavra is dead, and even if you would say, what if it's not a case of dead, what if it's a case of shlo l'shma, they would say the same thing, you would still say, the gavra is not trying to fulfill its obligation. Right? So then, the gavra is dead, and, here, if you want to, and not mekayim any chiyuv. Right? That way, even shlo l'shma would be included. The gavra has to be lech, bring lechem to be yotzei chiyuv nezirus. There is no gavra trying to be yotzei chiyuv nezirus. However, the chefza of an asham, even though there's no gavra trying to be nitar, the gavra's not trying to be nitar, he's bringing another asham. Nonetheless, the gavra's not trying to be yotzei chiyuv, nonetheless, this is the chiyuv of the chefza, not a chiyuv of a gavra. And the chefza, as long as the chefza is being brought, you have to bring the sachem with it.
I think the shitas Rebbe, that the shitas korban is mekadesh the lechem.
Avada.
So you see that the lechem is kashur la.
Okay, look, the pashup shot, I would have said that the lechem is part of the karban. I would have brought a better raya than you. No, don't we say that if you're mefagel in the shalmei nazir, then the lechem becomes pigel? Right? Let's say a chef, the shalmei nazir, having in mind to eat the meat tomorrow. Right? By shalmei nazir, that's pigel. Then the lechem is also pigel. So I would have said, doesn't that show? Okay, but that's one there.
The other options don't have. Some indicate that it's a din of the gavra,
No, that's exactly those as Havamina. And he says, no, because lots of other Karbonos have Nesachim that proves it's in the Chefza, and that this Asham happens to be a different Chefza than the other Ashams. I understand it's a Chiddush. Now, if you don't want to say what the Brisker Rav says in Tosos, I'm just not sure what else you can say in Tosos. So what? That, you know, I think it's, your Tosos is going to come down to the Brisker Rav. If you don't want to deny the Brisker Rav, you'll just have to say something almost the same as the Brisker Rav and tweak the words a little. But it's not something different.
Very simple. You have to put the lesson on the
Nazir
as part of the...
Ah, that's what Rashi... Next answer is Rashi. Right? The old kid appears a country, and I'll copy a Nazir Veleka. Right, Rashi makes it very simple. Says, Rashi, here, there's no Xeris HaKosov. If there's no Xeris HaKosov, you break. Here, there's a Xeris HaKosov. Al kapeh ha-nazir. You have to put the lechem on the nazir's hand. Now, of course, you could have said, why is Rashi not obvious? You could have said, no, it's exeris akasim. To do tshnufa, you have to put it on the nazir's hand. If there's no number, don't do tshnufa. Rashi assumes, no, since you have to put it on the nazir's hand to do tshnufa, that implies that if there's no nazir, you don't bring it at all. Okay, that's a chiddush. It doesn't say, it doesn't even say that you put all the lechem on the nazir's hand. Just the tenth of it that you are being made of. Okay, that's Rashi. Seriously, because about copy another, you could take this Rashi in two ways. You could take this Rashi as you could say there's no svara, just zerusakasov. The Brisker Rav says no. Rashi means the same as Tosos, and that's why Tosos brings him as an ode. Like, you know, it's not even inami; it's an ode to Pirsha Kuntras, right? The Brisker Rav says that's what Rashi means. Since it's a copy of Nazir that shows a separate chi of Gavra of the Nazir to bring Lechem, as opposed to the as opposed to the Nesachim, which don't say a copy of Nazir, a copy Hamitzora, because it's not a chi of Gavra, it's just part of the Chesed of the Karban. Okay. What?
Compared to Smichah. If you can do it, do it. If you can't do it,
don't do it. That would be different than Rashi. Okay. Now, Avi was saying something different, right, Avi? Weren't you saying something different?
Yeah, but you also need the Nazir's hair for the Shlomo.
First of all, we paskin Gilach Alechem Mishlosh Tam Yotza, right? That he could cut his hair after bringing any of the three Karbanos. Although, it's still a Chachili you need. Okay, so you have to say, no, that's just under, that's not... okay, Avi was trying to say a totally different Derech, which is not found in Tosos, right? Avi was trying to say there's a difference between the Shalmei Nazir and the Asham Mitzora. Not there's a difference between the Lechem and the Nesachim, right? Avi's trying to say there's a difference between the Shlomo and the Asham, right? Isn't that what Avi's trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe what's Avi trying to say? Avi's trying to say, no, there's a difference between the Shlomim and the Asham. The Shlomim become Shalmei Nedava. Right? That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
The Shlomim become Shalmei Nedava. They lose their shame, Shalmei Nazir. After all, once there's no Nazir, how can you have Shalmei Nazir without a Nazir? Seems like a reasonable point. But the Asham keeps its shame, Asham Mitzora. That's what you're trying to say?
The Asham, he shefted it. When the Asham, he shefted the Shalmei Nazir. There's a Mitzora right here and the...
Right, okay. So this is Shalmei Nedava.
This is like a year later when we get
around. Not... Shalmei Nazir. If it's Shalmei Nedava, it doesn't need Lechem. This is still Asham Mitzora. He's not Yotze. It's an Asham Mitzora that doesn't fill his chiyuv. But it's still an Asham Mitzora. Right? This is obviously... give me a second. Now, this is still an Asham Mitzora. That's not a Shalmei Nazir. Now, let me ask a simple question. Why... And then it makes sense. If it's still an Asham Mitzora, it still needs a Sachim. Asham Mitzora needs a Sachim. If it's not a Shalmei Nazir, of course it doesn't need... Lechem, and it for sure wouldn't need Zroa either. Pashup Shat, according to this. And of course it doesn't need Lechem. Why is it still only eaten for one day, if it's not Shalmei Nazir? Why is it still only eaten for one day? It's okay, the Brisker Rav already talks about this. He says, even a Shalmei Nedava sometimes can only be eaten for one day. Only be eaten for one day, even, it's possible to have Shlom that are only eaten for one day. For example, Toda is Shlomo that's only eaten for one day. As a matter of fact, how about Toda? Shlomo, there's a big discussion, right? What about the Shlomo that come with the Karban Pesach? Maybe are only eaten for one. Shlomo and Makos of Pesach are eaten for one day. So we're not getting into it. Whether that means the Chagigi you bring with the Pesach, right? No Chal Shom and Zvachim and Apsachim. is only eaten for one day, or whether it means leftover Pesach money brought as a shlomim comes one day. Okay, but shlomim can come for one day. What seems to be the principle? Especially shlomim bar machzor Pesach. Any shlomim that has a restriction of one day, that restriction of one day sticks to it. Okay, so you can have shlomim nidavar for one day. That doesn't kill me. Aha! So I'm open-minded about that. Which Avi? Avi says, because is the difference because this is Shlomim that's Asham, or because this is dead and this is Lolishma? That's what Avi was saying. Avi was saying, if so, right? 4.1, the difference is between Achar Misa versus why? Achar Misa versus Shalolishma. Achar Misa changes the definition of the karma. Shelo Lishmo, and here we have to have a very makeable interpretation of Shelo Lishmo. Shelo Lishmo doesn't change the definition of the karma. It's still an Asha Mitzora. Shelo Lishmo is still an Asha Mitzora. It's still an Asha Mitzora. Now, maybe it's not his Asha Mitzora anymore, right? But it's still an Asham. It's still an Asha Mitzora. After all, what do we say? We say, well, you're not going to take too seriously the idea that if it's not a neder transition to dava, you know, you don't want to say sashen dava, it's asha mitzora. That's what you have to say. After misa, it is misa changes the karban, and against what we're saying previously, you say no, shelo lishma is not ola l'shem chova. But it still keeps the shame carbon.
Even Misa won't change it.
What?
We said before, Amakahu Babiato Yehei. It's entirely Riyah.
What about an Asham Mitzora? Correct, because we don't hold like Rav. We hold an Asham Mitzora. Since we don't hold like Rav, we would hold that. Oh no, but an Asha Mitzora, what would we say about an Asha Mitzora after Misa? No, because we would say, Salah from Moshe Sinai, that after Misa an Asham's Roa, and it turns into an Ola, and then, of course, it needs a Sachin. Like, we're not going to be able to have a good Nafkamina.
Does this phase in Asha?
As I just said, it turns into an Ola. Okay, Adi was suggesting another option. What was Adi suggesting? That you could say a different explanation. No, maybe lechem is just as much part of the zevach as nesachim. Okay, you could either go with Rashi, or you could say there's a difference. What's the difference? Not because of achar misa versus shulul shema necessarily, but, and this is based on a sheet of Rafa, which maybe we haven't read, so it's not hardly fair. You could say this is shlomim, and this is asham, right? Those are Adi's two possibilities, right? What's the difference between shlomim and asham? Here, it gets a little tricky, but can Shalmi Nazar turn into Shalmi Nadava? Why not? Right? Can Asham Mitzora turn into Asham Nadava? It's a little harder. There is no such thing as Asham Nadava. And basically, this is the Shita of Rava on the end of Daf Pei Tesem and Beis. The Gemara says, Asham Mitzora. The Gemara says, Asham Mitzora, Shelo Lishmo, still need Nesachin. Because otherwise it would be Pasul. What does that mean? Meaning, otherwise, it would be Asham Nadava, and you can't have an Asham Nadava. Therefore, it keeps its shame Asham Mitzora. However, the Gemara asks, what about a Tamid Shel Shachar Shelo Lishmo? Tamid Shel Shachar Shelo Lishmo does still keep its shame and need Shnei Gizrei Eitzim? Or how about a Keves Abama Omer Shelo Lishmo, which has a double mincha, two Esronim, does still keep its shame and need two Esronim? So Rava says, we have Rabbi Abba, but everyone says it should be Rava on the side. No, b'shlay ilo chazlolos chomer chazlolos herbalos and dava. V'lhachi l'mokuz v'milsa asham dava mi'ika. And ola, shalol shmo becomes a dava. Remember the first Russian, if it's not an ender, becomes an adava. And ola, shalol shmo becomes an adava. A shlomim, shalol shmo becomes an adava. Ola achramisa becomes a dava. Shlom achramisa becomes a dava. But an asham can't be an adava. So what's an asham shalol shmo? You might think it's possible, but we know it's kosher, because there's a gos of osa l'chatas, osa shalol shmo, psula, the asham shalol shmo, sheira. Okay, so if it can't become an Adava, then it becomes stays Asher Mitzora. Okay, maybe it becomes Asher Mitzora that's not relating to a person, but it still stays Asher Mitzora. And this is very easy. Shlomim, what's the difference? Shlomim can become Shalmei Nadava. But Asham can't become Asham Nadava. Once it's not Asham Nadava, it's an Asham Mitzorah. If it's an Asham Mitzorah, it still needs the Sachin. So, and this is really the Mefurish Rava, Daf Pei Testament Beis. He says, why does Asham Shalol Shmo keep its accoutrements? But Keves Havama Omer and Tamid Shal Shachar Shalol Shmo don't keep their accoutrements? Because those can turn into Nadava and this can't. As a matter of fact, it's a tame of me why Tosos didn't give this answer to his question. It's a Mefurish Rava later on, unless he was trying to cover for Abaye. I don't know why he needs to cover for Abaye here. Abaye is not Mersugya, and we always pass like Rav against Abaye.
For some reason, Tosfos assumed that he brings Rav.
Because Tosfos is assuming that you bring this Rav, therefore he can't go this way. That's a good Ha'ara. Okay, I accept your Ha'ara.
Why?
I accept your Ha'ara 100%.
Where did Tosfos get that from,
though? I'll tell you in a second, and you won't be satisfied. But I accept your Ha'ara 100%. Okay, so I think that we'll see why Tosfos didn't say this way, but I think it's very, very poshut. Either you can mechalkin achar misa and shelo lishmo, which is going to be a little trickier because shelo lishmo really doesn't change the shame carbon at all. I mean, shelo lishmo should turn into an adava. The better way to say, no, mechalkin ashram and shlamim. Yeah, shelo lishmo would turn something into an adava, just like misa turns something into an adava if it can. But if it can't, there's a special rule, says Rava, not the testament base, that if it can't become an adava, then it's still an Asham Mitzorah, because it has to be kosher, because the Torah says it has to be kosher. Let's just do the second half of Tosfos very quickly. the Tosfos asks a different stira between here and Daf Mem Ches, right? Between here and Daf Mem Ches. On Daf Daf Dalim and Beis. It's talking about Shalmei Nazir La'achar Misa, and what does it say? Eino Ta'un Lechem. What's the next question, Tosos? I hope I'm going in order. Yes, Memches Amid Beis, it talks about Shalmei Nazir Shenishchat Shelo Kimitzvaso. Right? If it's shechted not in the proper way, Shelo Kimitzvaso. Right, so what's the din of Shalmei Nazir Sheshachta and Shelo Kimitzvaso? Shalmei Nazir Sheshachta and Shelo Kimitzvaso, meaning the Nazir was alive. He just shechted it wrong. So Shema, it says Eino Ta'on. 2 minutes. Eino Ta'on. Lo. Where did I? I just had my eyes on that. Ah. Ein antunin lo lechem lo zrala. Ein antunin, right? Shlomo is plural. Lo lechem lo zrala. Remember, there's another special rule about Shalmei Nazir, right? Lakachin says zrala b'shelim and ayil. You take the kump zrala, which is normally eaten by the bayim in a regular karbash shlomim, and you your main effect, and it goes to the kohen. Zrala b'shelim. So how come over here just it only says you don't need lechem, and there it says you also don't need zrala? It's a stira. Right? How do you answer that stira? So, of course, the simplest way to answer that stira is, the trivial way to answer the stira is, say, who says it's a stira? It's an argument for silence. Here it says it doesn't need lechem, maybe it also doesn't need zrua. It's not a shalmei nazir. Right? So, this is what the Karen Orah says. And by the way, this is what I think what Rashi would say. Because the zrua b'shela, it says al kapei nazir. So if there's no kafei nazir, there should be no zorah b'sheila, right? So here, Karen Ora, and L'chora Rashi, because Rashi says, whatever says al kafei nazir, you don't do. And it says al kafei nazir by zorah b'sheila. Look out, because zorah b'sheila l'ayil, etc. And it's not al kafei nazir. So, here also, ein te'unim lechem v'lo zorah. And there's no stira. Right? No stira. Ain't doing lechel zora, ain't doing lechel zora. Over here they said it shorthand, and over there they said it more fully. Okay, that solves the problem. Tosfos was unwilling to assume. And then you could say it's Shalmei Na, then you could say it's Shalmei Nadava, right? Which is not where Tosfos wanted to go. That's why Tosfos didn't go this way, because he thought it needed zora, so it can't be Shalmei Nadava. Right? That works very well. for the idea that it turns into Shalmei Nedava there. And that's why Tosos, I think Yosef is right, whoever I think was Yosef, why did Tosos not go that way? Because of the Shita. What does Tosos say? Tosos gives two answers. Tosos first answer says that no, here's the difference. This is La'achar Misa, and this is Shelo Lishmo. Even though we wanted to suggest beforehand La'achar Misa was a bigger change than Shelo Lishmo, that was a chiddush. Pashim Shad Shelo Lishmo is a bigger change than La'achar Misa. Either way, it's not older for anybody. I mean, I don't know if Pashim Shad, but Tosos, this is more different. What are we saying? La'achar Shelo Lishmo, it really loses the shame Shalmei Nazir. Turns it to Nedava. But La'achar Misa is still Shalmei Nazir. Just there's no Nazir. Ah, that's still Shalmei. What is the difference? There's no Nazir. Either way, there's no bread. Right? There's no Nazir, so there's no Lechem, because Lechem is a Chiyuv Gavra. But Zerah B'Sheila is not a Chiyuv Gavra. Zerah B'Sheila is not like Gufa Karban. It is Gufa Karban, right? If Nesachim are like Gufa Karban, Zerah is Gufa Karban. Still Shalmei as Nazir. So therefore, there is a Chiyuv Zerah, because Zerah is part of the Chetzah Shal Karban. So then it makes perfect sense. This loses Shane Shalmei Nazir, so there's no Zerah or Lechem. Because Shalom L'Shma, remember Gzeres HaKasav, right? Daf Beis of an Aleph becomes an Nedava. Shalom L'Shma becomes an Nedava, therefore there's no Lechem, it's an Nedava. However, Achar Misa, there's no Nazir, but it's still Shalmei Nazir. And therefore, it still means the Guf Zroa, which is part of it, it just means the Lechem, which is an external key of Gavra, based on the other Tosos. The third answer in Tosos just neutralizes the whole thing. Right? Second answer in Tosos just neutralizes the whole thing, and he says, hold on a second, it never said Shalom L'Shmo in Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis. What did it say? Shalom K'mitzvasa. There's a different way to interpret Shalom K'mitzvasa. What does Shalom K'mitzvasa mean? It means that it was the wrong age or Mechusar Zman. Right? He says, this is talking about Achar Misa. This is talking about, Ben Shtayim, right? Ben Dahainu Ben Shana Vehivi Ben Shtayim. The Shalmei Nazir, aren't they supposed to be Ben Shtayim? Doesn't say Ayol. So, okay, he must mean Lav Davka. He means, Ben, you didn't bring an idol, right? He means either Hevi Keves B'makom Ayol, or
there's a law that switches it.
Okay, good. Or Mechusar Zman V'Vaylem. What do you mean Mechusar Zman V'Vaylem? Mean before he finishes Nazirus, right? Or before he finished Nazirus, then that's obviously. Yes. Obviously, if he brings a Keves instead of an Ayil, it can't be an El Nazir. It's impossible. You can't have a Keves and an El Nazir. Obviously, he's not finished in Zeros yet. Can't be an El Nazir. So then, obviously, in this case, it can't be Shalmei Nazir. Because Shalmei Nazir is El Nazir. You can't have a Keves Shalmei Nazir. That's ridiculous. It's not like a technical problem. It's fundamentally, you can't have a Shalmei Nazir if he didn't finish his Zeros. Well, here, it is Shalmei Nazir, just no Nazir. Okay, what's fascinating about this case is, what's the difference in these two answers in Tosos? The difference in these two answers in Tosos seems to be, I'm not sure if there's a difference. If one wants to make an argument in silence, you could say maybe the first answer is comfortable saying Shalom Shmuel loses the Shem Karban, the second answer is not so comfortable with that. Even though, okay, yesh, a lot more to talk about, is not comfortable with that. Lamaisa, these are the three answers, and we see the beginning of Tosos ties into the end of Tosos. I think if Tosos hadn't assumed you need a Zerah here, he would have just gone with Avi Libman and Avi Gottlieb over there. Tosos assumes you need Zerah here, so therefore it's clearly still Shalmei Nazir here, you need Zerah. So that's why over here, if it's still Shalmei Nazir, why doesn't he eat lechem? The lechem is external. It's not part of the definition of the Cheftza. And if it's still Shalmei Nazir, why is that different than Daf Mem Ches? The answer is, because this is still Shalmei Nazir. Daf Mem Ches is not Shalmei Nazir, because that's worse. Either the Lola Shmo is worse, because he actually messed up the identity, not just missing the guy. Or that was talking about where it's Mufka Lagavra. Okay, we'll continue Amir Tzashem with Rish Lakish on Monday. So meanwhile, just to continue in the Gemara, till the end of Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish ends about 10 lines into Daf Hei Amud Beis. And with the Rashi and Tosfos.